Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. Today, we want to talk about colleagues in Chinese. We have Susan Bird. Susan, she is the TED resident and also the host of Conversation 360 podcast. Hi, Susan, 你好。
Oh, 你好, Sherilyn.
Yeah, thank you for joining us from New York. You are there with your colleagues?
I am. Thank you.
Right. Colleagues, they are very important to our lives, in addition to families, classmates, of course, if we're still in touch with them. And for most of us, throughout our adult life, we actually spend most time with them.
That's so true. Sometimes we spend more time with them than we do with our families.
We do. I believe that's the modern life. So, let's get to know them better, especially, how to say that in Chinese.
Super.
We say 同事。
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 同事
Yeah, 同 that means the same or similar. And of course, Chinese is not that precise at first. And then anything alike, we say 同
同
同 is the second tone. And then 是 is the matter.
是
是
是
是
是
Like S-H-I, 是
是
That's right. So 同事
同事
同事 and 事 that means matter, things, items, and work, stuff. So the person who does similar tasks to us with the same vision, normally in a company, of course, there are different departments and they have different job descriptions. But then we are all here working toward the same goal, the common goal. So we said 同事 is...the people who work on the same stuff with us. 同事
同事
That's right. And then when we want to describe, oh, I have really good colleagues, I say 好同事
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 好 is good, by English, 你好 you good. 好同事 is good colleagues.
That's great to know.
好同事And the good news about Chinese is there's no singular or plural. So in English, when I say good colleague, you know that's one colleague or good colleagues, more than one colleagues. And in Chinese, it doesn't matter. The same, 好同事。
好同事。
Yeah, but sometimes the 同事, they are not that good. So when we want to say 同事 not good to us, we say 同事不好。
Say the last word again.
不好
不好
不好不
Okay.
B-U, 不好
不好
Yeah, 好 is good. And 不 means no, not good. 不好
不好 So, 同事不好
不好 that means colleagues not good. If, for example, if your daughter gets a new job, you want to ask her, are your colleagues good or not good? In this case...When we ask good or not good, we just need to repeat 好不好好 is good, 不好 is not good, good, not good. So 好不好 that's a question mark.
好不好
Yeah, so 好不好 that means is that good or not good? And if in this case, we just need to add colleague, 同事好不好
同事好不好
Yeah, so you ask your daughter, 同事好不好 That means, how are your colleagues? Are they nice?
同事好不好
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 Yeah. In your experience, what is the secret sauce to choose the 好同事, the good colleagues?
Oh, that's such a good question. I think it's finding people who are not necessarily like you, but who complement both your skills and the things you're not so great at. So if you think of yourself as a puzzle with missing pieces, and each of us is, then you should really be looking for the people that fill those spaces.
Right. And there was a school of thought that we should always hire people who are either smarter or more competent or better. And this is slightly different from the complementary role.
Well, I remember a long time ago, a mentor of mine said,When I was talking about hiring people, he said you should hire for attitude and train for skill.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter whether they know how to do stuff if they're smart and they can learn it. The real issue is, do they really want to be part of this team and what do they bring to it in terms of their attitude?
Right. And in your experience, do you tend to hire people who already own the skill, acquired the skill, or you look at people who have the potential to acquire the skill?
I think it's the potential, because frankly, all the skills that everybody comes into any job with now are pretty ephemeral. I mean, jobs that we have now, some people's jobs didn't exist 2 years ago. So mm-hmm. if you spend too much time looking for people with the skills, you may lose the people who could acquire what's needed tomorrow.
Yeah, you're right. So in this case, if a person is a good CEO, the person should be able to have all the 好同事, because that's really, really the leader's responsibility to make everybody a 好同事. It's up to how we inspire people, how we mentor them, and how we make the best use of their talent and their strength.
That's well said. I think it has a lot to do with values and how people feel about the very basic values that you aspire to, that a company does, because whether you like it or not, your company does have a culture.
Mm-hmm.
And that culture is what you hope people really bring something to and believe in.
Yeah. And then when the organization grows, we always have a new colleagues. The way to say new colleagues, we say 新同事.
新同事.
Yeah. 新 means new. 同事 is the colleague. 新同事.
新同事.
Yeah, 新同事. So new colleague, 新同事. And then when we have staff who have been with us for a long, long time, we say 老同事.
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 Yeah, 老 is like a Laos, the country, Laos. 老.
老.
老同事.
老同事.
Yeah, they are the old colleagues. And 老 means old, but in this case, it's not about the age. It's about the person we've been spending a lot of time working together. 老同事.
老同事.
Yeah, so both 新同事 and 老同事 are 好同事. So both the new colleagues and old colleagues are good colleagues. That's what I just said in Chinese.
I got that.
Now we are making meaningful sentence.
It's very good.
Yeah, it's very good. And then 同 is quite a useful word, because it means similar, means the same. And to describe it as similar or the same, we can then, oh, these two things are not the same. All we need to say is to add not in front of 同. So we say 不同.
不同.
不同, that means it's different.
不同.
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 Yeah, that's great. Susan, today we talk about colleagues and good colleagues, old colleagues. We said 同事 is the colleague.
同事.
Thank you so much for sharing your wisdom, being a successful CEO with us. I hope everybody enjoyed this episode. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you've learned. Until next time, 再见, Susan.
再见.